Good morning and welcome to the Mesa Chamber of Commerce podcast. My name is Bob Nelson. I'm your host today. And here in the studio, we have Eric James with Active Bodies. Eric, welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
Thanks for being here. So, Eric, we brought you in today because we wanted you to talk a little bit about you and your business and kind of what your philosophy is. So tell us a little bit about Active Bodies.
Active Bodies is a personal training studio. We also have group fitness programs. And our goal is to try and make the community healthier, more fit, lose weight when necessary, put weight on if necessary. We're just trying to help the community get in better shape.
And you guys do, you have some things that you do outside of just like a gym. I mean, you wouldn't really think of Active Bodies as a gym. I know you guys do things like boot camps and all kinds of, you sort of mix it up a little bit in ways to kind of keep people active. Talk a little bit about that.
We've tried to make it a little more fun rather than just going and, hitting machines, doing treadmills, that kind of thing. We're trying to incorporate more natural body movements with some of the activities that we do so that when you're coming in, you're not just doing what we call the mirror muscles, just standing in front of a mirror doing arm curls or doing squats or something like that. We're doing different things like flipping tires, swinging sledgehammers, dragging boxes. Really, everyday activities is what we're trying to incorporate into our programs. Now, it's different for everybody, though. There are some people that want to come in. They want to change how they look, so we stay true to those programs. But for those people that really, aren't looking for just that regimented program, they're looking for something interesting to keep it fun. We've incorporated some fun programs.
So I know one of the things that we talked about sort of off mic was how dangerous being sedentary is.
Yes.
And talk a little bit about that and what that means.
Well, there are risk factors along the lines of, high cholesterol, smoking, all of these things that are considered risk factors according to the ACSM. And it turns out that being sedentary is one of those risk factors. One of the things we try to promote, especially to people who work in the office all day long, is trying to stand up, move around. Instead of sitting in the chair for hours upon hours, you want to get up and moving around. Because what we're finding is that even though you try and get in, 15 or 30 minutes of exercise in a day, it's not really offsetting the amount of time that we're sitting in a day. Because we're talking about sitting in front of a desk, computer, sitting in our car driving, going home watching TV, or maybe sitting in front of the computer at home again. We're talking about hours and hours of sitting, and that is just as much of a risk factor for adverse health effects as smoking. Now, I don't want to put those together as,
sure.
Equal, but we're talking about diabetes and high blood sugar and all of these factors. Yeah, sitting for long periods of time is turning out to be one of those risk factors.
So is there sort of a, I guess I'm not sure how to ask it, so let me ask it like this. Mm-hmm. What kinds of trends have you seen kind of come in relation to fitness that maybe weren't necessarily the best in terms of making people more fit? Things that kind of came into vogue that people really should think twice about participating in?
I guess it depends on the genre. Excuse me. The thing with CrossFit, it is really an intense workout. It's great for athletes, for would-be athletes, young people that want to excel in a particular sport. But for older folks, myself included, I've kind of gotten away from doing CrossFit. My joints just can't handle it. That's one of the things that's come along. I assume this is kind of what you're asking about. But don't get me wrong, really, any form of exercise is good. Even with CrossFit, you can still tone it down a little bit so it's not as harsh. But really, any activity is good, no matter what it is.
So Active Bodies, what hours are you open? What hours can people participate in programs or do you allow them just to kind of come in and if they want to do their own regimen?
Well, if you're coming to our place, it's going to be by appointment because with all the programs we have, whether it's the boot camp or the hi-fi cross training or the personal training, even our group fitness classes, Pilates and Zumba Gold, They're scheduled. If you're coming in, you're basically abiding by that schedule. We don't have members that actually come in and use the equipment on their own. We just, our facility isn't designed that way. So if you're coming in, it's by appointment, and you're going to participate in one of our programs.
So people can see the program list on the website? Is that?
As we have just updated it, yes. And it just turns out we just updated our website this week.
And that website address is?
Activebodies.net.
Excellent. So they'll be able to see what the schedule is, and will they be able to sign up for particular classes? Or?
They can. Now, the way we do it is they can sign up basically RSVP for a particular group class. And then come in and we'll meet them. I always encourage them to come in a few minutes early so I can at least talk to them, meet with them, make sure that they physically are meet the requirements that we need, that they don't have any underlying ailments, injuries, health conditions that would prevent them from participating in a program. When it comes to personal training, you know, that's obviously you got to call and set an appointment for a consult before we do anything. We won't just do a personal training session without having a meeting first, because I need to know their a little bit of their medical fitness background and actually discuss the course of the program.
So what do you have coming up for the new year?
Well, we're getting ready to promote our boot camp for sure, starting January 2nd. We're going to try and offer a couple of different new programs coming in January. We're going to maybe offer a little bit of a discounted rate to try and, you know, really entice people that are going to do their New Year's resolutions to try our place out, see if they like what we have to offer. You know, we just want people to be engaged in fitness programs, whether it's our place or somewhere else. We just want to try and constantly promote fitness.
Cool. So holidays obviously are upon us. What's your advice, your sensible advice for, you know, the person that knows, you know, it's the holidays, I'm probably going to overeat?
Yeah, it's, you know, moderation. You know, as we always talk to our clients about, you know, the events are coming up, go enjoy yourself. But, you know, be reasonable. Don't overdo it when you're there. You know, just have a good time and try and stick to some sort of a plan, because most events tend to be on the weekends. There are going to be some that are, you know, during the week, but still have a plan in place. And if you, you know, try and stick to that plan as far as the days that you're not going to an event. But moderation is still the key, as with anything, any time of year.
So, Eric, if people want to get a hold of you by phone, what's the phone number?
It's 480-926-8989.
And again, that website?
It's activebodies.net. We're located in Mesa on the southeast corner of Southern and Gilbert.
Excellent. And this is the Mesa Chamber MesaChamber.org, but the Mesa Chamber of Commerce podcast. And I am Bob Nelson. I'm your host. In us with us today, Eric James of Active Bodies. Eric, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate it.
And, you know, this show is brought to you in part by Tennyson Investments. And we would love to have you subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or whatever your favorite podcast acquisition software is. We'll see you soon. Hopefully, we'll have another exciting guest for you. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day.